Let me ask you something. Does your work make you happy? Do you know what your potential is and do you use it? Do you deliver value that you're truly proud of?
This is the Happy Work Podcast, where we discuss all the things we can do to make our work, and with it, our life better. Let's talk about how we feel. Let's talk about the reality of our emotions when it comes to our lives. And I know this will relate to a lot of people. I know it for a fact because I was in it and almost every single client we have goes through it. That feeling that you don't own your life, that feeling that you're being owned by something, that feeling that you are a spectator to your own life, not participating. You're being pushed around by things that you agree with, but that's all you do. You agree. And I know for a fact that it's not good enough to live a life that's okay, a life that we just agree on, but it should be a life that we're excited about because we are shaping it actively, not as a spectator, but as a participant on stage. And this is the work reality that we have come to embrace. This is the work reality for most of the businesses out there. And that, of course, goes all across all hierarchies, the founders, the owners, management, the employees, they all are facing the same kind of question when it comes to their work. What is going on? Why do I feel like I'm in a daze? Why do I feel like I'm not completely awake? Well, so the reality here is, yes, you're actually in a slumber. It is very correct. Most of us are in a slumber when it comes to our work because we have not awoken to our intuition. We have not allowed our inner knowledge to take a hold of us and actively create our lives. Our life is being created as a reaction to the things that are happening around us. And that is really what true self-ownership means. Not to react to the world, but to respond to the world in relation to who you are. Now, this is also really why we started doing what we're doing. And that little company that we have that takes care of people who are in need of fulfilling that transformation in their work, we call it Why Story. And there is a very specific reason why we call it Why Story. Now, bear with me if I have to do this little detour. Story. Why Story? Why do we call it Why Story? Because you as a human being, you are here to live your story. You're here to live your story. But that story requires you to actually go on that journey. Every story throughout the ages, every story that you tell, that you recount to your kids at night, or any story that you watch on TV that entertains you, is based on a very simple premise that someone makes a decision and goes on a journey. Now, for us who feel trapped in this place where we are just spectators to our lives, we are effectively... we're nothing else but heroes that are waiting to go on our journey. That's why we feel that way. We are the Indiana Jones. They're still waiting for their assignments. We are the James Bond, you know, waiting at home for the phone to ring. We are the Superman that is waiting for the call. But the difference is that the phone is ringing constantly. We're just too afraid to pick up the receiver. Too afraid to go through that door and engage in our journey. And of course, there's something that we have to experience ourselves. It is painful. It's painful to grow, to be a grown up and realize for most of your life so far, you have been not on your journey. Well, you have, but that journey led you to that waiting room. And now in that waiting room where you are, that's where you start feeling confused, right? So for all of you who feel that confusion, just that uncertainty about, am I doing the right thing? Am I tapping into everything that I have? Is that it? Is there more to it? Why can't I get enough? Why is there never a level of success that is sufficient? you have reached that point where you're now in that waiting room in front of that phone or in front of that door that we like, what we like to call it. And now you're terrified. Now you're terrified. And that's precisely where your why story could begin. That's where the decision needs to be made whether or not you're going to go on your hero's journey. And if you don't go, you have to accept the responsibility for not going.
At what point do you realize that it's actually a decision to be made?
When no one has an answer for you, you can turn to any resource. The internet, your mentors, your teachers, your family members, anyone. Mm-hmm. Nobody has an answer to that question because the only answer lies within you. So when all the external resources fail, that's when you know, oh, an internal answer is required.
It's true because I really remember just reading all of these books when I was at that precipice of like, do I stay or do I go, right? Reading all these books, and I wasn't somebody that would take classes, right? It wasn't about that. But I just remember it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just learning somebody else's method, but it's not me. It doesn't even fit for me. What do I do here? It's not enough. Yeah, I'm still not happy.
So, and you're so right. You know, the majority of people, what they do then is, you know, they become more mindful. They engage in practices that are maybe a little more mental, more spiritual, or they turn towards religion. We seek for all the answers for that weird, strange outside. Feeling outside. Yeah. So we look for those things. That's usually a hint. That's a very clear sign that your heart has started to sing so loud that it wants you now to follow through. But you don't look. You don't look in the direction of the phone. You don't look in the direction of the door. You look for a pill. You look for a remedy. You look for yoga and, you know, and mindfulness therapy or mantras to absolve you from that emotional distress, when really all that distress is trying to teach you is that it's time. Mm-hmm. It is time. And that's your heart telling you that it's time. Never ignore a singing heart. When your heart sings so loud that when you lie in your bed in silence and you can hear your emotions have become so loud, that desire. And I'm talking about real desire now, the desire for your life to begin, for your life to, you know, for the fire to touch you, for something grandiose to happen, for an adventure. Even if you tell yourself, oh no, I'm not an adventurer, I'm not an explorer, I just want safety. When your heart tells you that, when you feel those emotions, it's because your heart craves to fall into itself. It craves for you to pick up the call, you know?
And as a human being, that is exactly what we want. We want to explore. We want to create. We want to be free, whatever free means to you, right?
Yes, absolutely. And this is where the calling of the why story begins. The why story begins the moment when the hero decides to go on the road. The second you answer the call, the second you go through that door, you are now in charge of your why story. And that why story is a formidable one in anyone, because that why story is first and foremost about the different stages of life. Now hear me out, because I know this might sound strange, but there is something as a death in life. Okay. The death of the old concepts, the old self is necessary for you to progress into that happier self that you could be. So if we talk about happy work, if we talk about happy entrepreneurs and happy employees, this requires that these people let go of old concepts, of the old things that kept them in the dark, in the waiting room. All those things that don't serve you anymore, you have to face now. And that's probably what you're running away from. That's most probably what you don't want to face. You don't want to face the music, because the music is, yes, I have engaged in a lot of things that worked so far, but they're not working anymore. So what you have to do, you have to let go of them. And that's what I like to call the little death. And the little death is required once you go on your why story. It's very hard for our clients to go through the process, the emotional process, the very emotionally demanding process of death. You know, just like the transformation of the caterpillar to the butterfly, which is also a little death. If you want to become your best possible self, you know, using all your potential that is available to you to create beautiful things, and especially finding that bliss that you're here to experience, you have to first let go of all the things that hold you back. Because then once you do that, you are free to go into the next step of the why story, which is rebirth. And we all know about the stories of rebirth. In fact, every movie you watch has a moment of rebirth where the character is crushed into pieces, taken apart, and reassembles herself to come back as a greater version of herself. That happens in every good story because that is what nature is about. It's the constant regeneration as a new updated self. And now you're just standing in your own way of updating yourself. So if you do that, you go through the process of the wise story, you celebrate the death of the old self, the rebirth of the new self. Now you have access to your truth, because the wise story is about letting go of everything that holds you back so that you can fall into your truth. You can fall into your intuition.
I remember when I was at that point and it was terrifying. I really have to pat myself on the back because I feel like I was so courageous enough to actually take that step forward, open that door and say, well, fuck it. It's going to hurt, but I'm going to see what's on the other side.
It's a brave thing to do to go on your journey. But you know what? Life is not about being safe. Mm-hmm. Life is not about being tucked away in a bunker and waiting it out until you die. Life is about going out there and exposing yourself to the things that are here to work with you. And you can only do this if you go on the journey. And that journey is about just one thing. That journey is about finding back to your voice. That is what the why story is about. The why story is the story of you finding back to your voice, your intuition, the inner teacher, inner tutor, and then coming back into the light with that voice, armed with that voice, and create the beautiful things that will impact other people's lives, least yours, you know? And this is the amazing thing that comes from any hero who is willing to fulfill their journey, the hero's journey. They come back as a force of nature. They come back as a powerful being that has nothing to do with the business schools you go to, or the talent you're blessed with and the skills and whatnot. It has everything to do with your willingness to show up as yourself in the world. Here's a little bit of truth. That's not a weekend retreat that's going to teach you that. You know, it's not enough to read a book on how to find yourself. This is work. This is an actual journey.
And it's an ongoing thing. Once you find your voice,
never stops.
Right? It never stops.
It never stops. Never. Yeah, you're so right. Also, yeah, people will think, you know, they call us or they come to the Y House and then they're like, how long is it going to take me until I will be me?
Yeah.
And the answer is until the very day you die, because a tree never stops growing. It just slows down, but it's still working on itself. And that's the truth with us too. If you're trapped in the old story, not the why story, in the old story that makes you feel so disconnected and so frustrated about your life and your work, then you probably still abide by the idea that there's such a thing as retirement and end of work and end of purpose and, you know, the golden age where you just enjoy life. All those bullshit concepts, they live outside of your why story. They are the things that keep you in the waiting room. They are the things that keep you down. The why story is all about empowering you. It's all about realizing purpose never stops, work never stops, showing up never stops, growth never stops. It has nothing to do with the concepts you learned and took you so far, but everything to do with you falling into yourself and showing up as yourself and creating from yourself. And that is why you admire all these people that you admire. You don't admire, fill in, you know, blank, fill in whoever you want. You don't admire that person because of the business background they have and because of their achievements and because of the money in the bank. You admire them because they are on their hero's journey and they are fulfilling it with grace, compassion, empathy, but also with endurance and resilience and fervor and grit and fierceness and with a wild heart.
It's unapologetic.
It's unapologetic. Your why story is something unapologetic. That's absolutely right. Right now, you're tiptoeing. You're tiptoeing around the concepts, the societal concepts of career, job security, titles,
but I'm mindful,
promotion.
And I journal and I do these retreats and I take care of stuff. No, it's not one or the other. It's all.
Exactly.
You're one person.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
compartmentalizing things.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, so true. You can't compartmentalize life. Life is life. That's it. It's one block of goodness that is available to you. But if you choose not to show up to your life, if you choose to be a spectator, looking from the outside in, you just see what could have been. You just see what could be possible. You just feel what your heart tells you, not the dreams that you have. And that's it. And your life remains a dream. And then what? You die with the pockets full of money and a heart full of regret. I'm just here to tell you that's the worst possible situation you can be in. The best possible situation is to have a heart full of desire and use that. But that requires that journey. It requires you to start your why story. The story of why you are here, that is the why story. And the why story gives birth to businesses, to families, to friendships, to products that change the world. That all comes from people engaging on their why story. It doesn't come from just a blank mind that is frustrated and furious and just wants to show the world what they're made of. No. It always just comes from people showing up as their true self, being like a tree, being like anything in nature. That is what the why story is about. So please take that mental picture with you. You are in that emotional waiting room. You have that phone in front of you that is ringing and ringing and ringing. Or you have that bold red door in front of you and it's calling you. What is holding you back? Are you ready to risk being alive? Are you ready to risk participating in your life? Yes, you can be terrified. You should be terrified. You should be anxious and terrified and at the same time exhilarated and completely excited to go. And now if it's hard for you, if it's so hard for you, where should I begin? How do I pick up the phone? Where's the doorknob? How do I move through? How can I make sure? Well, that's where we come into play, right? Not to abuse this for self-promotion, but that's precisely what we realized when people need help.
It's about being a guide, about sparring, about understanding that you have somebody in your corner.
Exactly. You're not going to die. You're not going to crash and burn. You're not going to lose everything. You're not going to be reduced to a grain of salt or pulverized. It's impossible because the why story is what you're here to do. So engaging on your why story will never bring you close to death. On the contrary, it will bring you closer to life. And if you need a guide, if you need someone to take you on that journey, to be by your side, by showing you and giving you pointers, you know where to find us.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay tuned for other episodes. And you can find us on Instagram at @do_happywork or on LinkedIn, which is in the show notes if you want to go over there and click on it. Have a great one.